Well, good morning. 6'11", Brack Hunter.
Hey, I feel like every time we start off with this intro, I should have a Jurassic Park fact for you.
No, not this please morning. Don't. Please don't. No Jurassic Park.
Actually, no, I do. I got one here for you. No,
what about just a dinosaur fact? I'm like a kid when it comes to dinosaur facts.
I love dinosaurs.
By the way, anyone, if you want to impress a child, basically from like, I don't know, maybe like 3 until like high school, maybe not. So 3 through 13, you tell them a dinosaur fact, actually change that. Any boy, 3 till 35, that's how old we are. You tell them a cool dinosaur fact.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm included.
Really? That's so cool. Yeah.
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. Did you ever used to draw? Do you ever used to draw dinosaurs as a kid?
You try and stop me drawing dinosaurs when I was a kid, man. You kidding me? God, I love dinosaurs.
I had dinosaur chicken nuggets. I had dinosaur vitamins. I had dinosaur everything, man.
I mean, it's just the coolest thing ever. Ever.
Did you ever have the dinosaur in the bathtub?
I'm sure I did.
You fill its water or fill its mouth full of water.
It's breathing fire, man.
God, I miss those days.
Your parents are just hoping you tip over into that water just until the bubbles stop. Good God. This idiot. How many times have I told you, Hunter, dinosaurs don't breathe fire? We don't know that for sure.
You don't know. Were you there?
You know, that is true, though. We don't know if dinosaurs breathe fire or not. They could have.
We just found out that they have feathers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. God, could you imagine if dinosaurs breathe fire? Oh, my God.
They're already terrifying enough, dude.
Be so cool. They need to bring. You know, I know we've watched Jurassic Park numerous times, and we always say, why do they keep bringing people back into the park? It doesn't make sense. However, if there was a Jurassic Park, I mean, how would you not go?
Go.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's a great, great point.
There's got to be a way they can make them tiny, right? Like they can make them like.
Like a teacup T-Rex?
Yeah, exactly. Like you go in and it's little miniature dinosaurs. You know what I mean? Like that'd be amazing. You could feed them little pieces of like chicken liver and everything. That'd be
still
cool.
Still though, dude, a mini T-Rex would gnaw you apart. It might even be more terrifying because they can get through small spaces.
It takes that one bit and some kid trips on a shoelace and is just mauled to death by 30 tiny T-Rexes, man.
That's a lot of teeth, man. Get them away.
God, they got little Timmy down to the bone in 30 seconds. This is insane.
like a land piranhas, man. Jesus.
Anyway, so yeah, love dinosaurs, man. Dinosaurs. Yeah. That's what you should do. You should always have a dinosaur fact for us. That's it. Not a Jurassic Park.
You know
what?
If you can identify, as anything nowadays, you know what I identify as? A T-Rex. I'm a dinosaur.
There you go. You do got those short little tiny arms, those thin little arms like a T-Rex.
You had the small brain, so shut up.
You bastard! All right. Yes. Once again, we got off track. Let's keep her moving. It's time for your WTF of the day for 6 a.m.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Okay. I'm not saying what this guy did was right. However, I'm not going to say that I maybe haven't had the same urges as this guy. So there's a 53-year-old man named Lee Bowman in Sioux City, Iowa. And he talked to his neighbors on Saturday and asked them to mow his lawn for him. It's not clear if they've done it before or what, but a day later, they still hadn't mowed his grass, and he freaked out. He went to their house to see why it was taking so long. Then he stormed off and stole the registration sticker off their car for some reason, but he wasn't done. He wasn't done there.
Now I'm pissed.
Next, he grabbed a bunch of sticks and plywood, dumped it next to one corner of their house, and set the place on fire.
Oh, Jesus. Dude,
luckily,
come on.
Firefighters put it out and no one was hurt, but it cost thousands of dollars in damages. When officials first talked to him, he played dumb and said he noticed the neighbor's house was on fire, but didn't call 911 because it was none of his business. Hey, it's not my fire.
I noticed it was on fire.
Maybe they were trying to take care of a wasp nest. I don't know. I don't know. Firefighters knew some sort of accelerant was used to start the fire. When they asked him about it, he said he used gasoline he got from a lawnmower. It's not clear if it was the neighbor's mower or his own. So obviously, he's facing charges of first-degree arson and second-degree criminal mischief. Okay, now let me clarify
this. Terrible story. Dude, fire's nothing. Dude, arsons are the most Scary people out there.
I would never burn someone's house down because they didn't mow my lawn. However, I have had thoughts about burning people's houses down because they don't mow their own lawns, okay?
Like me?
Yes, like you. Damn it. It takes... You just set aside some time.
Come
you
burn it down, buddy boy.
God. Like, I think nice. About that. Like, if I have to sell my house, I'm going to have to go mow my neighbor's lawns. Like, it's... And you know, too, like, recently, my neighbors... waited until like 9 p.m. on a Sunday to fire up the mower, and they didn't even do a good, they did like half the lawn, and I'm just like, wow, just mow your lawn.
The damn
it
lawn.
Takes 2 seconds.
What kind of lawnmower you got?
I have one, honestly. The person I bought the house from, they just left it there, put a new spark plug in it, some fresh oil. It's been running perfectly. Got a nice little 19-inch deck on there. It's a little push mower. Takes me about an hour and change to mow my lawn, okay? And I love doing it. I got the nicest lawn on the block, and I'll say it, man. I'll say it.
I need to come borrow that lawnmower because my gas mower broke.
Well, you've been using that little plastic lawnmower you bought.
Don't make fun of that thing. Somebody the other day backed me up. Who was it? They were like, yeah, actually, they're pretty sweet. You're like, blah, blah, blah.
That's the kind of lawnmower you use for a kid, you know, when they want to pretend like they're mowing the lawn. Hey, you just give them that.
No, shut up. Here's the one that you use, that one that's got the pop balls in the front. Pop, 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 pop.
Look, Dad, I'm really mowing the lawn. God, you're an idiot. Yeah. Well, and so let me guess, your backyard is probably getting pretty tall, front yard looking a little. Do you want me to come over and mow your lawn for you?
No, you know what? No, you don't. As long as you have your shirt off, I guess. But, come on.
I'm popping that top. I'm wearing my jean shorts, and all the middle-aged housewives from around the block are going to be coming out like, oh, who's that? That
young, look at this guy. Look at this sweaty guy.
Young stud mowing the
Why
lawn.
Why is his
over
lawnmower
there?
Going pop, 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 pop?
I got a lawn he can mow. Yeah. There's some bushes he can trim over at my place.
That's why you like mowing lawns so much. Damn, is right, because you like taking your shirt off and walking by the neighbor. You mowed that spot 80 times.
It takes me longer because every once in a while I have to walk over to a bucket full of soapy water and just spray it on myself. I take a rag. I take a rag and I squeeze it and douse myself with soapy water.
How does that guy walk in slow motion? It's amazing. Just so, yeah. I could see you. It's real slow.
Long story short, if you're my neighbor and you don't mow your lawn, I'm going to burn your house down, for God's sakes. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.